There goes the full-time whistle from the match referee, John McLaughlin, and it brings an end to a dramatic night of action here at Finn Park in Balbofay. Declan, Harps winning by 2-1. A last-gasp winner for Dave Webster. What a way to win it.
Oh, what a goal. I mean, fair play. I mean, the centre half just on his left foot, and it just fell from him. And it was a really difficult angle. There was men in front of him. There wasn't many gaps. And you could see the gap just where we are. And there was a gap just in the near post. And he placed it high into the far top of the right hand near post. And oh, I mean, an excellent goal and worthy to win any game. But what a time to score just into that injury time. And probably over the 90 minutes, if we looked at it and reflected on it, it is what we deserve. We've been better than them over the 90 minutes. But sometimes you don't get that luck, and tonight we have. And it's a massive 3 points. It, I mean, it pushes us up along with St. Pat's, and you're joined top of the league again. That's massive.
Well, the story of that game, it really came to life, didn't it, towards the end of the first half, Declan. Waterford getting themselves in front following a set-piece situation, and it was a free kick delivered into the area by Maskell, headed into the back of the net by John Martin. Though Harps, their response was really, really good. They went on the attack and put Waterford on the back foot for a couple of minutes, and then they struck for the equaliser 4 minutes before halftime. Mark Coyle, Barry McNamee, Carlos Sullivan, all involved. Adam Foley it was who hammered the ball into the back of the net, and at halftime Harps deserved to be on level terms.
They did, for sure. I mean, a great strike, and we thought that the ball came across to Adam Foley on the left hand side, and he took a touch back onto his right side, and we thought with that touch that he lost that opportunity to go and score, but he hit it really well. He struck it well and went through bodies, and Barry Murphy in the Waterford goal was standing there and just went high past him, and he probably, the pace of the pass went past him, but he was probably a wee bit unsighted. And from that second half, where we've created a few chances, we had one or two potential penalty incidents. I would like to see them a wee bit closer, but the referee weren't giving them to him. We had a bit more momentum. Darren Murphy came on, caused a few problems, and Isaac Mulavati came on as well, causes a few problems. They had one wee chance where Darren Murphy probably should have done better with a header. We had one or two incidents from set plays that were better, and then it obviously panned out, and it looks like it's going to be a draw, a 1-1 draw. And we took that, as you said, and then lo and behold, up comes David Webster and finished it uniquely with a great finish, and worthy, deservingly won the game, and 2-1, and what a result. And what it does is brings it into the momentum into the big Northwest Derby next week in Sligo, and that's, you know, we're sitting joint top along with St. Pat's, sitting on 10 points.
Yeah, that's the situation, Declan, at the top of the table. St. Pat's will lead the way with a better goal average. Harps and St. Pat's both on 10 points from 4 games. Sligo Rovers, they've had a couple of tricky encounters. They've played Dundalk, remember, and Shamrock Rovers in their first 2 games, so they are on 8 points. They're unbeaten as well. And Drogheda United, newly promoted Drogheda, are in 4th spot tonight on 7 points. In behind them, Shamrock Rovers are up to 5th. They do have 1 game less played, and don't they go to the Brandywell this week? They play Derry City in that rearranged fixture, so it'll be a big one again. Even though it's so early in the season, Declan, these are all big, big games, and as you say, Harps will head to the showgrounds next Saturday night, joint top of the table.
Yeah, and listen, would we ever forecasted that? We wouldn't have. And on top of that, I mean, Dundalk are sitting in 1 point, and you forecasted that neither. Derry are down there in no points, and it's been one of those seasons where there's been a few shock results. The teams that come up, as we said earlier, Longford and Drogheda, have got points on the board. Harps have started off in 10 points, and nobody expected that. Before the league even started, teams were saying their Harps being playoffs, potential relegation, but they haven't. They've got 10 points on the board, a great start, and it brings in that momentum, and it's going to be a massive game next week, and that's what you want. But what it does for the players, it gives them that confidence that they are good enough to go out and do well. They are better and get 10 points and a big result tonight. Especially what was key tonight is we were 1-0 down, and we ended up going back to 1-1 and then 2-1, and that's been crucial. Before that, the 3 games we played before that, we've scored first, and we've went and defended, and we've won one game. But tonight, that's a different thing when you have to go from a losing position and go and win it, and especially when you score a goal so late on.
Yeah, and we've suffered an injury blow tonight with Adam Foley. We'll get more news on that, but first impressions and first signs aren't great, are they, Declan? A hamstring problem. We know what's happened to Ryan Connolly with a similar injury, but the positive thing about all that is that Ollie has these options to come in off the bench. There's plenty of strength, plenty of experience there, and Owen Abbey, he looked to be pretty sharp when he came on, and he made an impact.
He did, he absolutely did. I mean, he got pace, and that's, as I said earlier, that scares defenders, and, you know, a bit more energy, but down as well, and he got a bit of fitness, came on 20 minutes, a wee bit of confidence. Hopefully Adam Foley's not long term. It looks as if he's holding his left hamstring, so hopefully it might be too bad. But even with that, even if it was only a minor strain, you're looking at 2 or 3 weeks. Hopefully it's nothing serious. Tony came on, done brilliantly. I thought Wolves Seymour too was very good throughout the whole 90 minutes. He controlled the game. You know, there's times, even in the very end, there was cute. He got a free kick when we were under a wee bit of pressure just to see the game out. But when he got on the ball, he was cool. He kept it when we needed to keep it. And without, you know, doing too much, but he was consistently in there. Mark Coyle was excellent as well, done a lot of covering, especially when James Wade got on the ball. He closed him off every opportunity, knew there was a danger area. He's done an awful lot of work, does a lot of unselfish work, wins tackles, you know, doesn't let them have an easy ride in the winger's sense. And excellent again tonight, but a good team performance, and probably, you know, probably overall deserve a 2-1.
So there you have it. My thanks to Declan Boyle for his commentary tonight here at Finn Park in Balbuffet. Thanks to Oisin Kelly earlier on, by the way, as well. He held the fort here in the lead up to this game. And thanks to Keith back in studio for his help and assistance tonight. It's been another good night for Harps. They left it late, oh so late, but what a way to win it. Dave Webster with a dramatic late injury time winner to give Harps another victory. It's 3 wins out of 4. Harps unbeaten, joint top of the Premier Division table. These are good times. Thanks for listening. From myself, Jeremy Doherty, have a very good evening.